Alright, time for another DoNotGod.com video presentation. So, sort of an interesting week. Amanda was on a channel, a YouTube channel called Soft White Underbelly. So I guess I should just bring that up. And there she is, in the middle. And it's really just a freak show, frankly. Just miles and miles of drug addicts, you know, people who made really stupid decisions in their life, you know, sex offenders, some transgenders. I mean, it's, again, you could just, it's a freak show. Very popular. Okay, so, 5 million subscribers, something like that. 3 years it's grown, and this is what it is. It's just this constant barrage of, you know, let's go to talk to people who have frankly dismally failed in life but still think they're winning. So I mean, you know, this is retardation on the internet, in my opinion. You know, none of these people have, frankly, anything to say that's worth hearing, I would argue, because none of them are, you know, well, very few, let's just say a tiny percentage, were doing the right thing for the right reasons and trying to live a decent life and all that kind of crap. They're all a bunch of people who wanted it all for free, or wanted it easy, or some other kind of crap. They didn't care who they stepped on to get where they wanted to go, blah, blah, blah. They're all a bunch of nihilists, frankly. You know, a bunch of, it's about me. And now they are on a show that allows them to be about them, you know. And it's just miles. And so what is right at the top, you know, the most viewed videos are incest, you know, inbreds, they call them. And it's, you know, they might as well have the deliverance music, and, you know, in some ways are just celebrating it. you know, not, it's, yeah. It's just, this is such a difficult video to make, because, I mean, the instinct is to be empathetic, but frankly, okay, this is sort of like the foreign thing, okay? They ruin their own country, they come here, and then they want to celebrate being who they are and where they're from. It doesn't make any sense at all. You know, they really almost despise the idea of having to become an American. That's not what they want to do. They just want to create another colony of their shit here. You know, it's like Americans going to, you know, some foreign country and putting up their McDonald's and doing whatever they can to bend the culture to yield to, you know, our preferences. But anyway, it's good to expand the audience. That's excellent. It's good that, you know, more people get exposed to ideas and all that. But I just don't get it, Frank. I mean, look at this. It just goes on and on. This is Trainwreck. Trainwreck number 400. 400, no, 5,000. I mean, it's just, this is just watching Trainwrecks. And you're saying, who watches Trainwrecks? I mean, who does that? I mean, you know, so no offense to people. You know, even Amanda says she really likes this channel and all that stuff. And I'm just like, well, it's just train wreck after 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 train wreck. And we have to have a conversation about how life fails. I mean, it's the guy who's doing this train wreck channel needs it explained to him how, wow, being alive sort of sucks. I mean, these aren't really great examples of being having a brain, first off, right? I mean, you know, what's the... You know, is there really anything minimally functional in people who will, you know, what are they living for? A desperate hope they're going to win the lottery. So, I mean, if I went through all of this crap, you know, and said, how many of these people think they're going to win the lottery? You know, how many of these people buy lottery tickets? Yeah, it's going to be a high number. They all think they're going to get somewhere. Now, the guy who does the interviews, he knows they're all going absolutely nowhere. So he knows it's all real train wrecks, and the train will not be put back on the tracks. You're not going to save any of these people. You're not going to fix it. You can't do anything. Okay, you give them $10, you give them $10,000, they'll fuck it up because that's their nature. I mean, that is how they function. That's how they're in this position in the first place. If they had a problem, didn't know how to deal with it except to do something insane, like catch themselves on fire or whatever. Eat the controls. I don't know. There's better examples, but I'm just saying they're. Yeah, eating the, it's like they have a bush that makes berries, and they get into a little bit of trouble. They sell the berries, and they got no food, and then they eat the bush. They kill the golden goose. That's their solution. They get into a little bit of trouble, and they finally eat the golden goose, and they know their future's doomed because of that. But I mean, it really is a freak show. I mean, it's a guy with his face half blown off. I mean, it's a freak show. And I don't know how people find that entertaining. Inbred family. It's just, what the hell? This isn't a, this, it just, it isn't. It just isn't. All right, so that's my impression. I'm not too pleased. I'm not comfortable with whatever this guy's agenda is. First, it just looks like exploitation. Because it's not really going to deal with the social problem. And his own rhetoric indicates it's not going to deal with the social problem. Because the social problem is breeding, reckless, sloppy, breeding. That's the number one cause of this, okay, is people having kids who have no capacity to take care of the business, to take responsibility. They're too distracted by their own lives. They're drug addicts to start with. They're molesters. They're abusers. They're all disqualified for some reason or other. But he doesn't have anything to say on that. That subject seems distant and far away. That the solution would be as simple as saying idiots need to be in zoos, frankly. That, yes, we as a society have totally failed in the sense that we haven't realized there are citizen rights that should be applicable to conduct, and it should be almost that simple. That if you really haven't bothered to know what the hell you're doing on this planet, you really shouldn't be voting. You barely know what the candidate is or isn't. All that kind of stuff. It's just so much that's just so stupid. And it just, you can just sit here, I can anyway, and it'll just, the little pieces of crap will fall into your brain, and you're just saying, I mean, are people really this duplicitous and this hypocritical? I mean, a little tiny, one of those political things. And of course, it's anti-Trump. But I mean, just thinking about, I wonder how Trump would have reacted if he had gotten, say, 6 million or 8 million extra popular votes. And the election was stolen from him by the Electoral College. I mean, the duplicity. I mean, just the very fact that he could contrive some excuse to say somehow he was the rightful winner when the popular vote was so decisively. I mean, you could almost call it a landslide. The numbers were so huge. And this goes back to, what's his face against Bush. And Hillary even. I mean, the truth is the Republicans lost those elections. That there should be some reasonable standard where the Electoral College is no longer, it becomes moot after you've won by a million votes. I mean, once you have a million extra votes, we shouldn't be using the Electoral College. Now, if it's within that million, then yes. So simple solution. but there isn't even a conversation about fixing it. You know, that these little poop puke states should sit there and decide for everybody else that the people in Alaska should have 25 times the voting power. It's just, yeah, one man, 25 votes. That's essentially how it works. You live in one of those puke states, your vote means something. You live in a big state, oh, your vote means nothing. It takes 25 of you to undo the vote of the redneck. You know, that kind of thing. So, yeah. But I'm just saying, though, and all this has simpler solutions, but they'll never vote for the simple solution. And again, you can't, there's no bridge you can build to these people living whatever you want to call a civilized life. That ain't going to happen because there's no such thing. What life are you going to give them? What, they're going to get a job at Walmart? What do you think the odds are? Yeah, no chance. You know, they're going to get into a routine and, you know, be a slave to the system and all that. No, it ain't going to happen. They're going to just buy lottery tickets. Well, anyway, so it was just kind of surprising that the guy interviewed. I mean, Amanda did a great job. So, you know, she answered all the questions well, and did it naturally. And, you know, she looked perfectly comfortable. And so it all went very well. But there were sort of softball questions in the sense that, you know, you're just making a simple argument that the solution is not to make a problem. Okay. And if you prevent the problem, then you don't have to fix the problem. So all of this, all these train wrecks should have been prevented by our civilization. Our civilization should have made it impossible for all this crap to happen. You know, and even subjects that sort of get, you know, a little bit dangerous in the sense of this whole transgender thing. I mean, it's obvious to say, well, we probably should do whatever we can to mitigate against whatever the psychology is or the pattern that provokes people to wrongly identify. You know, that you know, it's not like you have to be you know, that you have to be classically male or classically female. But, yeah, it would just be good for people with penises not to want to cut them off and people with, you know, without them wanting them and that kind of thing. I mean, it just, whatever component of this is created by, you know, the idea that you put a kid in a circumstance where they, you know, either are, they find it uncomfortable, okay, to be their gender, play the roles anyway that are required, and something happens psychologically that provokes them to be kind of adamant about it, you know, aggressive in terms of their own preferences. But all of that is psychology. I don't think there's much you can get around that. And yes, there are some people who are physically broken in the sense that it's, you know, it's because the hormones aren't right and they have a physical dysfunction. I don't know. Malfunction? Yeah, maybe that's a simple term. And but wouldn't it just be so much easier if we don't bother with that? I mean, if we can prevent it, that we do. You know, because how does that enhance anything? It just seems like a gigantic distraction to, you know, have to go through all this crap to do these I want to be something else thing. So anyway, it just makes all of this so much more tedious and difficult, I guess. No, it should just be that you're born and you have to become educated. You know, you have to learn. And then you're going to do this little part of your life where you have little reactions. You go to the fun park and you have fun. You know, whatever it is. I mean, I guess, whatever, 90% of human motivation is relationships, okay? And what you're supposed to get out of those. you know, even that, so imprecise and unwell constructed. There's probably a computer program that could be run, a chat bot, all right, that would analyze, putting two different people together and say statistically this has a 1 in, whatever, 1 out of 100 chance of even being minorly dysfunctional. I mean, that it's so, it's so obviously not going to work, that kind of thing. And, there should just be some logical rules that we don't just walk into the quicksand, right? That all of us, if given the statistics, of what's the likelihood, will this plan work, and be able to, see it on the screen saying, no, the plan will not work. Like we're actually playing a game or a video game, and you're just trying to get through the life without fucking up. And all of these people, of course, are people who found every possible way to always hit the wrong button on the computer. I mean, without exception. Just try it. Just, it's almost as if like they're tried to fail. So anyway, it's just interesting. So, nothing gets the matter. So, at first I'm saying, oh shit, why is this in this freak show? But then I found out the guy, basically is branching out. So he's going to make it less of a freak show. Now, who knows what that's going to do in terms of his audience, because frankly, I don't think they're going to be interested in something that's not the freak show. But who knows? We'll see. We'll see what happens. So it's just darn interesting. I won't bother. I mean, I'll leave a link to the video, but it's only 26 minutes and 51 seconds. So frankly, there's no point in me playing it and just restating Amanda's words maybe slightly differently. She did a really good job, so there's little left to be fixed. So I guess I'll move on to comments. In this context, I suppose. Maybe I'll read some comments actually on that video. but I guess I could read some on my own video. But in this context that, yes, okay, we're... So the question, Amanda does say that, yes, we're not winning, and that's the only part I'd say, okay, no, that's really not the right way to say it, because we are winning. I mean, the fact is that, there's just a minimum statistical fact that if you give people a minimum of education, all right, and a minimally, stable, starting point in life, that their odds of reproducing go way down. Okay, the odds of them, they don't have the reckless kids. So if you don't have the reckless kids, that is, it's also a huge statistical fact that if a woman doesn't have a kid before 18, okay, the odds are the most she's going to have is 2. And if she has it before 18, the average is 5. So, I mean, these are like really simple things, the really simple rules to make that, okay, well, if we stop kids or young, whatever, people from getting into stupid trouble and with pregnancy, there's a, huge benefit socially in the sense that we don't have welfare whores then, and we don't have all these liabilities, plus we don't, we're not going to raise the next generation of freak. And the fact is, it does create a sustainable civilization. Now, the problem is that all of the people running this shit show, really don't care, okay, about the quality of life. They just care about maintaining the unsustainable system. They're invested in a system. The system feeds them. So they know, that they have to, keep feeding the system. So it's like our economic system is so fragile and so broken that both political parties know we have to import people. Because if we don't increase the population, certain things will happen. Housing prices won't go up. And stock markets won't go up, and all of this stuff will happen, and it will happen. And Social Security will become, bankrupt and all of this crap. So they know they have all these unsustainable systems, and all of those things, okay, that are traditional in the sense that we've been living off of it for 100 years, since the Great Depression. And, they have to maintain that, I don't even know what to say. It's a road to nowhere, but they have to keep putting bricks in front of it, paving that road nowhere, except brick wall eventually. Or you run out of bricks. You run out of gimmicks. So maybe I'm going to probably do a video on the economic stuff this week, just because it's worth doing now and then. And there's no audience for the conversation. There's no... Besides being no audience, there's no one competent to even talk about it because, you have to do quite a bit of organizing of ideas before you can understand how something works. And so people just react with something. The Fed did it, or the Republicans did it, or the welfare whores ruined it, or this did it. They come up with a simple answer, and it's not simple. It is simple. It's just not... You can't just draw a crayon drawing of it, I guess. Well, I think you can, but still, whatever the reason is, people want to be able to identify something they can hate purely. They don't want to identify the problem as being your mother. Oh, she's innocent. Well, no, she really isn't. But anyway, take a pause and I guess we'll move on to comments. So it's really good that she had this opportunity. She made the most of it, and but I just have an uneasiness about the audience. I mean, it's great to get the exposure, but what kind of human being is watching the train wreck show? I mean, I can't imagine. Why this would have 5 million subscribers. Just can't figure that out. Doesn't make much sense to me. Anyway, till the next moment. Alright, back. So, I just thought I was going that direction anyway. So, Snake Plissken, your Lord and Savior, still has that title, I guess, just for continuity purposes, but he finally gave up on the idea that he was God in disguise or something. My brain just said, well, you could do that too. I suppose there was a certain points in my life I had some notion that I might be the Antichrist because I fit the right timeline. And, certain circumstances fit with the narrative you hear from the people about, Damien. I did seem to naturally fit into the role of, frankly, not really liking being alive from the very start. I mean, it just really was that kind of thing. I never had the experience of feeling comfortable. It just wasn't something that I did as a function. I always was just seeing the imbalance. Always, it was always a rocky boat that I was riding. And at times I could handle it, and at times I was pretty seasick. And that's all there is. That's the story, unfortunately. So I am another one of the freaks, of course. And so just noticing that, especially now, that he's basically just makes videos about how much he hates being alive. He would probably be good on the freak show. He's probably a good interview. I mean, he's still witty and smart and all these kind of good things, but he's really stupid, okay, in the sense that he doesn't draw obvious conclusions. You know, obviously correct, you know, sequence. He goes, you know, he misses jumping the obvious checker, if I could put it with some sort of a metaphor. He's very good at playing checkers, but he just leaves so much on the board. And part of it is like he takes it all way too personally. So it's all some personal thing. You know, it's not, he's not really looking at the overview of how life works and how the psychology of it is for stupid people. I mean, the dumber you are, the easier it's going to be to play the game, because you won't see the fact that it's a game. No. That's all it is. You're just battling with your own psychology. You're not doing anything else. It's just it's all just, you know, getting your own ducks in a row. Cleaning your room. You have to use that just horrid metaphor. But you have to get your psychology to recognize the fact that you're a psychology. And that the psychology is really trying to force the game to be the game the psychology wants to play. How else to say that? Yes, it's a head game. You know, you just react to the world, right? There's nothing else happening. And the only thing you can control, frankly, you, whatever you is, the program, the agenda machine, are the reactions. You can't control their actions or their reactions, but you can control your actions. And so you can provoke, or you can mitigate against, or you can prevent, or you can do lots of things based on controlling, you know, your actions. And that's it. So don't blame, you know, when you do something stupid and then you get a stupid response, you know. So a lot of what he says, you know, you could just argue that, oh, come on, what's your expectation? That people are going to understand that you think you're God? So that was kind of ridiculous. And you are, you know, there was no doubt about it that he was a train wreck. And he was this train wreck saying, give me. You know, give me more gasoline so I can grind up some more crap and smash some more shit. I mean, it obviously wasn't working. The plan had no, there was no evidence that he had a plan and that the plan was working. And yet he wanted, basically he was pissed off because other people wouldn't invest in his plan. Something like that. But yes, he still has some notion of personal entitlement, which I understand. But I also understand that you can have the notion of it. I mean, I feel it, you know. I felt it my whole life in the sense that I didn't kill myself. You know, there were circumstances where I didn't commit suicide as a political statement, you know, because I was basically of the opinion I deserve better. I shouldn't have to jump off a building. I shouldn't have to jump in front of a car. I shouldn't have to drink drain cleaner. I shouldn't have to do any of this shit. I'm entitled to a graceful exit. And I was rather emphatic about it. Why should I die your way? I mean, fuck you. So that was my attitude, right? Fuck you. And, you know, these are all the things that smart people should know. You can't do that. You have to find some other way to say it. I mean, there's times for fuck you, and there's times for, oh, let's talk about it, you know. but anyway. All right, so the other thing I have stated in the past was, you know, everybody should be interviewed. I mean, we should have a more substantial, like maybe 2 or 3 hours worth of interviewing. Every human being should be chronicled as a thing existing from a point of view, from a perspective, from a place on this planet. And that is inherently interesting. So the idea of a channel that just has some sort of attempt to have an honest conversation with people would be interesting. But I guess there's no way to do that because, you know, people can't be honest because honesty will get you killed or harassed anyway or beaten up or, somebody will burn a cross in front of your house or some kind of crap. So that's the downside. But it would be nice, I guess, if as long as it's as anonymous as possible. I don't know. I mean, it helps to see the whole person. You know, it's just part of the art of it. So you can argue that the guy's a photographer who does the channel, and yeah, he did a good job of, you know, extracting intensity and interest in just the image profiles and such. So anyway, just throwing that in. Moving on. Well, I guess I shouldn't move on. I mean, the point I'm sort of saying, I mean, obviously, killing yourself is just so, you know, it's such a nothing statement in terms of, yes, no, it's a something statement about your personal circumstance, but it doesn't say much as a statement about prevention or, you know, the whole reoccurrence thing. I mean, the nihilist should understand that part. I mean, you don't have to have some complex understanding of, you know, reincarnation, so to speak, and to understand that you could be. You know, just as I've pointed out, if you're, you know, 200 years ago, when somebody looks out their window and sees the slave working in the field and they're living the privileged life and blah, 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 why wouldn't it occur to them that, oh, next time I could be one of those people? You know, that's the way I'm going to wake up one of them. I'm not going to wake up on Earth, you know, in the privileged seat anymore. I mean, why wouldn't that occur to them that, well, I better fix this or else I'm going to end up being that? You know, I'm going to do the next generation of that. So what you don't fix, you're going to be doomed to endure. And do you really want to be on the Freak Show channel? I mean, do you really want to live one of these lives? And maybe live it over and over and over and over. You know, the same train wreck over and over, and the screaming and the trauma and the drama and the horror over and over and over again for eternity? I mean, come on. And obviously that won't last for eternity. I mean, the big one is going to happen eventually.
It's just a fact. There's stuff sitting there in the future, you know, massive earthquakes, really huge natural disasters, and maybe even the whole comet thing hitting the planet. I mean, these are facts. They're not fantasies. There's things that are going to happen. You know, even the ice age thing. It's, you know, after we get past global warming, we still have to deal with the fact that the ice ages are being caused by the tilt of the Earth and the combination of the distance from the sun. You know, and in a few thousand years, you know, the winters are going to be, yes, the Earth is the most tilted and the furthest away from the sun. I mean, right now we're close to the sun and tilted, so it ain't so bad. But it's going to get bad, okay. You know, all these kind of things that there's no hope of this chaos being able to deal with that. You know, this civilization that's really so sloppy, you know, lazy. The system isn't durable. You know, the plans won't work. You can't move all these people. You can't find housing. You can't do this. It doesn't work. The plans don't work. You're not going to be able to deal with it except to just watch people suffer and die. And that's the plan, suffering and dying. And it just seems like a lot of people should be able to figure out, well, suffering and dying isn't a great plan, so let's try something else. But no. So, I mean, it's just kind of funny in all this commentary where Snake is acknowledging the intrinsic futility. And it sort of started, again, back in this love thing. So, you know, he met this French girl, fell in love, blah, 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 thought that was the cure to life. If he could have that, then he'd have everything, and he'd be fine, and he'd be blah, blah, blah. And it's sort of a fake. I mean, he should know that it's really not going to solve anything. And that the same problems in life, the fact that you know, the fact that he still needs to, you know, smoke the pot and have the, You know, he has to have his drugs, his entertainment. You know, he's still stepping in the same quicksand over and over and over again. And yeah, he's not dumb enough to do it, you know, to some tragic excess. But he still needs it, obviously, because he does find life distasteful and bland and uninteresting in its natural form. And he won't make the simple concession that, why am I doing that? I mean, why are we perpetually obligating things to force this bland meal to be more than it is? You know, by sprinkling glitter on it or something. Well, it's shiny, so yeah, it still tastes like shit, but it's shiny. I mean, anyway. So yeah, I've just been waiting to see if he will finally just push that button and say, yes, this is the nature of life. It's just a struggle. It's just worms digging holes in you know, poo. Thinking they're winning. And there's a point where you figure out, oh yeah, I'm not going to win. I'm just going to get old and die. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to a singularity. I'm not going to some happy place. I'm just going to do this, you know, grinding thing until finally all the pleasure is ground out of me and I'm just desperately waiting to die. And that's where he is now. Empty. You know, he's just run out of delusions of hope and, you know, winning the lottery. And even if he won it, again, he would just put the money into more train wrecking. All right, so anyway, moving on. All right, we're back. So, sort of interesting, yeah. The recommended videos now are all train wrecks. You know, it's kind of funny how YouTube works. So, comments on my video. So this guy with the stupid, whatever, French doors. I think I blocked him, okay, in his other channel. Because it's just the same glib crap every week. And you're just saying, why are you watching these videos? I'm just, you know, you're really not on the subject. You really don't say anything poignant. You're certainly not going to convince me by just saying the same shit over and over. But anyway, he says, who gives a fuck what happens to the unworthy? Whatever the fuck that means. You know, it just doesn't mean anything. I mean, obviously, we're all just machines built by the culture. So let's just understand that that's what we're built by. Yes, your parents and this, there's specific things and specific events that make you who you are. But frankly, it's all cultural, all right, in the end. And that's all there really is. And the culture either requires you to be reasonable and intelligent, or it doesn't require you to be anything. And that's frankly the culture we have. It almost requires you to be nothing, in terms of recognizing anything, getting any of the answers right about whose fault anything is, or who's what, or how it happened. Nobody has that right narrative. They're all blaming the wrong thing. I've concluded you're all not worth it. So what is that supposed to, again, how can that mean anything to anybody? You've concluded you're all not worth it. What the hell does that even mean? What do I do with that pile of nothing? So why don't you just stop watching the videos? I don't understand why you're watching videos where you can't understand anything being said. I mean, you can't understand the simple arguments. The arguments are, we're just tools. We're just checkers. We're just little bots. And we're obligated to play a role. We're put on a board and the guy says, you're a pawn. Or they point their finger and say, you're a bishop. You're this, you're that. And you can see what the game is going to do to you. Okay, and frankly, you're all going to be disposed of. And yes, some of you get to play longer than others, but that's about all there is to it. And, you know, if you're enjoying yourself, you're a pig. And if you're catastrophically distracted by the horror, you're a pussy. So what the fuck? You're not worth it. Well, okay, I can't do it from this channel. But yes, I would just block you again. Because why are you bothering? All right, anyway. Let's see. There is a freedom from psychological memories and conflicts. I'm selling The Cure. Okay, there's probably a channel called The Cure. All right, anyway. Travails and disturbances, which is not a freedom from painful experiences, but a release from the scar these experiences leave on the brain. What the fuck? So where? Where do I buy some? What is this? There is a freedom from psychological memories and conflicts, travails and disturbance, which is not freedom from painful experience, but a release from the scar these experiences leave on the brain. Yeah, okay, I'm saying something similar in the sense that, well, the first thing you have to figure out is there's no point in blaming the wrong thing. So what can be obviously stated is the system, okay, the game in total doesn't work. That's correctly identifying the problem, that there's no way you can make it work because the game is destroy the pieces. That's the whole agenda of the game, is to annihilate all the pieces. Kind of as a metaphor. I mean, the game is to be played and the contest is to take place and there's supposed to be winners and losers, and then that's evolution's game, frankly. And frankly, even as a psychological game, that's the game. The game is you get everything you wanted and then you're bored. This is the game. The game is that the only part of the way that you play the game is to be in a non-winning position. Because if you win, you lose. If you win, okay, you get everything you wanted and you end up dying, you know, strangling yourself with a, you know, shower curtain, trying to asphyxiate yourself while you orgasm because you can't do it the regular way anymore. You know, I mean, you're so eccentric and you've shoved everything there is in the world up your ass and now nothing surprises you anymore. There's no way to stimulate you because you've already shoved the train up your ass. I mean, you know, you've indulged and the indulgence doesn't work. Because you're not made to be satisfied, you're made to be dissatisfied, you're made to keep fighting. Even after you've killed them all, you're basically made to go around and just smash something else, find something else to bang your club against. Something like that. But what is that comment? I don't know. All right, have you seen Amanda's interview on Soft Hour? Yes. There was a link there. Where's the link's up here. Okay, so those are two people saying the same thing. Here for the stick. So this is apropos of White Snow, right? Now this is another guy who's pretty smart. Okay, he went to college, a lawyer, I think. And now, here for the stick cam fun. Those are gone in old days. Ain't gonna happen anymore. There's no medium for it anymore. There's no software that really makes that happen for free anyway. Even if it did, do you really think it'd still work? And the part that surprises me is that, you know, all of these conversations can really happen in video responses. I mean, people can make a video and you can find something the guy says it's wrong, and then you can say, this is why I think you're wrong. I mean, I don't know why that can't happen on the internet anymore, but it's for some reason it just can't happen. It just doesn't happen. And, you know, I don't really get it, because to me that's the smart evolution of the internet, would be the refinement of arguments through this minutia of going through the little bits and then getting to the parts that are really important and resolving those truths. So, but no. Yeah, it don't work on this internet. Let's see. Anyone else want to have a real-time conversation? Now, I'm not against it, but I'm just arguing. I don't think it's the cure. I mean, stick cam really wasn't that much fun. if you wanted clarity out of anything, because of the redundancy. The same moron comes into the room and says, explain it all to me. And you have to start from the beginning and do it all over again. That kind of thing. The trolling, all of the pointless distraction of having to go over and over one thing forever. I don't know. That's just another train wreck, in my opinion. So, whatever. All right, so this piece of crap was the real crap I wanted to get to, I guess. All right, can you see any of this crap? Yeah, you can see that well enough. Well, you don't really need to see it. The argument, perhaps, is that animals are going to suffer anyway. What is that even? Again, the whole subject is that we're controllers. We're driving the bus now. We're intelligent enough to fix it. The fact is we're intelligent enough to stop it from continuing to happen anyway. So that's just nothing. That's a nothing statement. The point is what are you going to vote for? Are you going to vote for their perpetual entrapment and enslavement to a DNA molecule's evolution? Or are you going to vote for freedom from being slaves to a DNA's evolution? I mean, do the victims deserve rescue? I mean, are they entitled to exercise some kind of consent before you put them in your matrix, so to speak? And it is our matrix now. It's our construction. We've constructed this matrix by having the power to deconstruct it. Okay, that's the same thing as being, you now own it. It's now your experiment. When you have the power to decide whether it should or shouldn't exist, that's when you own it. So you're just saying, I vote for perpetual suffering and torture and victimization, in the sense that I'm not going to bother with any notion that the thing I'm going to subject to this should have some right to say no. And again, how can they? Obviously, they're not competent, so you have to recognize I have no obligation to ask a retard for permission. I have to take that responsibility. So you can't figure out for yourself that the dumb animals, if they were smart, would vote against watching their babies die and all that kind of crap. That if you're saying that you can't see that if you ran the film of what's going to happen, that they would say, sure, I love it. Can't wait to get that worm that eats my brain. And then I walk around in circles, and then a lion eats me alive. Yeah, can't wait for that. Anyway. Jesus. Why should we not just remain? Because it's a waste of torture. I mean, how many times do I have to say that? I mean, it's like you're just almost like, did this person watch my videos at all? I mean, does he speak English? I mean, what the fuck? Why should we not just remain? Huh? Anyway, I'm talking on behalf of the humans. And again, so you brought up the animals, but you're going to talk on behalf of the humans. So again, what's the point? The whole argument is that you're first an animal, and then you're human. The humanness doesn't make you, exceptional, except in the one category. It's like foot size or something. You wouldn't say that there's people who are running track, I don't know, the fastest people in the world. But the only ones you're going to consider are the ones that have feet that are bigger than 9 inches. And anyone with feet smaller than 9 inches doesn't count. I mean, it's just a silly argument. The argument is that the animals are doing the same thing we're doing in terms of being vulnerable to being tortured. And as long as something's vulnerable to being tortured, that's bad. And it has to be fixed. It's not just a human problem. It's not just a human problem is the first argument. And you seem to concede it by conceding the existence of these animals. So, but do I have to explain all that to you? I have to explain to you the biological facts and evolution and that what we're doing isn't exceptional. Being smart is exceptional. Being alive and feeling and conscious isn't exceptional. Okay. I'm not personally trying to reproduce, so I don't even know what that means. Yeah, so you're doing the right thing for no reason. Okay, fine. Or for the wrong reason. Fine. Well, what does that have to do with the subject of whether other people should reproduce? Okay. Even if we destroy the planet, so again, this is just, it's so disconnected from the, you know, actually dealing with the elements of the argument. Even if we destroy the planet, there may be another planet. So we shouldn't cure one person that has cancer because somebody else has cancer. So, you know, no point in curing the one person, right? So don't treat anyone's headache because somebody else has a headache. I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, a house is on fire. Don't put the fire out because there's another house on fire somewhere. You know, so no point. I mean, you can't see how that's really a stupid argument. Out there with life. Okay, now I would argue if you know anything about biology, frankly, you really should be able to figure this out, that this is really rare chemistry. Okay, being alive. We haven't even defined what being alive is correctly, right? Because we're made out of living things. Our cells are alive. They're doing the cell reproduction thing, all that kind of crap. We're not doing any of that. We're made out of cells, and the cells are creating an electrical network, a computer. And, you know, the computer is creating your consciousness. So most, you know, life, living things aren't conscious. These things made out of living things can be conscious. It's a program, it's an arrangement that creates the illusion. Okay. But it's not aliveness. It's not some innate thing called being alive. Whatever. Even when the universe ends, there is probably another universe. And you base this on what science? Nothing. Okay. It could be, there is possibly another universe. Yeah, there's possibly not. So, sort of a moot question. And again, it doesn't solve the problem. It's a non-solution. And in that universe, they all decide to do nothing also. And waste a bunch more of extra suffering for no good reason. So that's all you're saying is, I vote for waste. Or just one resets. You know, whatever. Again, it's insanely improbable. A history. A ton of these things that only happen once. Out of trillions of interactions, one thing pops out. I mean, it's, you know, I've compared it to Yahtzee dice, and you can roll the Yahtzee dice billions of times, and eventually you might be able to get a couple of dice to stand on top of each other, but it's insanely rare, you know, that they all have sixes on them, or something like that. You know, the chemical path is just so improbable that it's almost not worthy of a conversation. Again, the ocean, look how far the ocean evolved. There's, you know, there's no mammals in it. I'm just saying, take the mammals out of the ocean. Is this a thing, a mechanism you would say is doing a great job? You know, would you say you want to live in the ocean? You want to be a shrimp or a fish or a shark or a, you want one of these victims that just lives a constant life of squirming through the medium and trying to evade horror and never contemplating the meaning of any of it, never having an intelligent thought. Philosophical thought, let's just say. You would press the go button on that forever? But that's as far as it went. And there's no real sign it's going anywhere else. Again, take the porpoises, the whales, you know, all the land creatures out. Just understand, that's as far as it evolved. It didn't go anywhere. Didn't get to anything interesting, so to speak. Anyway, running from it seems futile. So how is acting running? So, and again, if you have a nuclear power plant going out of control, you shouldn't stop it. That would be running from it, right? So, you know, that's what he's arguing. That trying to stop the pointless waste is futile. I mean, it's just so stupid. All right, running from it seems futile, honestly. It's a bitch move. So, you know, so taking responsibility would be my argument. He's calling that futile and a bitch move, where he's just saying, I don't really want to take responsibility. I want to pretend it's not in my hands. I want to pretend I don't have a vote. I want to pretend I don't have any power. That's the bitch move. All right, pretending you're a little weak girl and you can't do anything. Yeah, you can. I think nature is fair, so that's just as stupid a statement you could possibly... I can't even imagine a dumber statement, right? I mean, what possible element is there about fairness in nature? You know, the gazelle's leg is broken when it's born. How is that fair? You know, what are you talking about? Fair. Just such a hilarious... it's the humans that are doing the equation wrong. Just hilarious. Why? Because we don't let our babies die. You know, we don't routinely accept that half our kids will be dead, you know, as children. What? Because we fight, you know, being used up. I mean, go look at the primitive tribes. I mean, again, you know, when they're 35, they look like they're 85. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, anyway, playing the game incorrectly. I mean, you are the incorrect part. You're the part that doesn't seem to be able to add up these little simple pieces logically and say, why am I endorsing a system that doesn't have a brain? Nature doesn't have a brain. Okay, it doesn't have any capacity to show any respect whatsoever. It wipes its feet on your sensitive bits. It really couldn't care less how bad it works. It doesn't care how many, like I said, it'll have, you know, 10,000, maybe 20,000. An octopus has 20,000 children, you know, 20,000. And all of them are going to die except for one or two, right? So 20,000 and only two survive. Sea turtles, the same kind of attrition. And they're all equals, okay? You know, when they're born, they're pretty much a sea turtle. They don't have a bunch of experiences yet, but they do have all the instincts and all the programming, and they're really active, and their little eyes are open, and they're looking, and they're doing all that crap. And they're all going to be murdered. Right? And we're playing the game wrong? Oh God, amazing. I mean, it's just how can people be this fucking stupid? I'll have to think about that. All right, well, I did think about it, you know. You haven't had enough experiences. Like somehow you're wrongly interpreted events. See, I guess one of those things, you know, that I could say is a little light post, whatever you want to call it for me, little bits of logic that sit and just, you know, prove the case to you when you're confused, is the whole idea of happily ever after, right? So I can just go back to when my brain first said, what the fuck does that mean? Right? What, you know, is that true? You know, because yes, you watch the story and it's like The Lion King or Bambi or some other story, and it's like they just pretend that it's all going to be replayed, except this time there won't be a forest fire. or, you know, this time the hyenas won't take over, and, you know, there won't somehow be a disaster, a horrible tragedies, terrible loss, terrible sacrifice and pain and suffering. And somehow it's just going to be some worth it story. And it's not going to be. It's just going to be another version of this crap. So, you know, I came to the realization that all these stories end with this. And then they lived happily, you know. And no, they didn't. They got cancer and died. It was all, you know, they got Alzheimer's and this happened. And that, I mean, all just awful shit happened. And that's what's going to happen. And that's the truth. And so why are we selling this lie that, you know, it's all going to work out just fine? No, it isn't. Okay. Let's see. We're doing the equation wrong, playing the game incorrectly. So I don't know who you're talking about by we. And what game, how should the game be played? I mean, it's just too silly. We should all just laugh, you know, when the baby elephant gets eaten alive. You know, that would be the way to play the game correctly. I don't know. Nature provides the tools, so we see what nature provides is desperation and, you know, impulses that defy logic, you know, desires and emotional perversions that lead to train wrecking to dampen the suffering. So I don't know where he gets that from. I don't know what the fuck that is. That's just an amazing little statement. Nature provides the tools to dampen the suffering. I can only say I hope you get what you deserve. Frankly, that's just disgusting, you know. Oh yeah, we've cured it all. Where? No. The cure is right here. It's in the word fluff. Say the word fluff, fluff, fluff 3 times and your pain will go away. I mean, it's just, it's so gross that somebody would sell some notion that we really are given any devices to mitigate. It's disgusting. We're the ones not doing it right. Yeah, you already said that. It's not nature's fault. So again, I can't even find any way to understand how somebody can defend a system that has no brain and creates a gladiator war that kills 99.99% of the things on this planet while they're kids and calls that a fair fight. In this circumstance, anyway, whatever that means. But most animals are going extinct. So this is a lie. Okay, not even close to most. Not even close to a meaningful percentage, frankly. So it's just such a lie. But most animals are going extinct. You know, too silly. Because of humans. Most of them have, throughout history, gone extinct without humans. Okay, yes, in the last 10,000 years, humans probably made the mammoth extinct, and they probably wiped out the saber-toothed tigers and lions and all the other things that might hurt them, the big giant bear, you know, whatever. There's things we killed, no doubt about it. We made extinct. Too bad we can't make mosquitoes extinct, frankly. But anyway, it's just a waste of time. So what? The dinosaurs are extinct. Do you really think there'd be some reason to bring them back? What the fuck? The planet is going to become more uninhabitable. No, it isn't. It's going to become more and more habitable. There'll be more living life on it because it's going to get warmer. And the warmer it gets, the more biological systems that can feed off that energy. So that doesn't even make any sense. Heat is energy. Okay, and energy is what all the little biological organisms have to consume to run. So the more heat, the more habitable it becomes. I mean, you're just too stupid. Hopefully due to climate change. Climate change is going to affect humans negatively. It's not going to affect the environment negatively. In the sense that it's likely to create more humidity, which means it'll all be rainforest everywhere. There'll be a ton of bogs and life and swamp, and all kinds of biological life will thrive in the warmth. Let's see. It might be a type of win for the lessening of suffering. So you really are totally ignorant. You really are an ignorant person. So yes, you wrote a nice paragraph, but it's all based on ignorant premises that have no logic. You might as well just be saying, and they all lived happily ever after. You're so ignoring reality here. There's nothing in here that's real as a statement. You're just really dumb. So anyway, enough video, I think. So, the good news is more exposure for the subject of talking about what the real problem is and whether it's the game that's broken, and we shouldn't pretend it's about the little stuff, because the game itself creates defect and you know, there's no, again, what's the argument? How do you correctly raise a child? I mean, if you raise them to be intelligent, they're going to be morbidly depressed. And if they're, you raise them with this struggle and fight and, life is tough and you have to be tougher, and they end up, shoving bowling pins up their ass. I mean, there's no balance here. There's no place to pick, because both are going to fail. There's no way to navigate life, without raping something. Raping some piece of the truth if you're going to survive it. You have to be unfair to some fact somewhere, because the truth is just dismal. So, and I would argue that the best hope is that people find enough gratification in just being honorable servants to the truth, good janitors, good taking responsibility for your brain and your Brit's function, and just recognizing that that's your obligation, is to leave the place better than you left it. I mean, you got it. Leave it a little smarter. Do some of the mathematical work, some of the rhetoric work, some of the word combination work required to leave it smarter than when you got here. And that's about all we can do. That's, to me, the good human. And the rest of them are just animals. And, they're just talking shit. Ignorant, stupid, kind of just religious or dogmatically simplistic, silver lining shit. All right. So, enough of a video. So, till the next time, and such and so forth. Like I said, this week I do intend to make I'll do a response. I mean, Sabine Hossenfelder, I think, made a capitalism video. And I'm sure she states some things in there that have to be triggers for me. So, I think I'll do a watch of that and just react to... It's just really only, the whole thing is kind of simple. Just like anti-natalism is kind of simple when you think about it. It's just a recognition that nature is evil, frankly. And you don't want to subject something to its... You don't want to put it on its gurney and let it start torturing. Anyway, we'll get to that. We'll see. We'll see what I get to and such. So, enough of the video. Till the next time and such.